you've been around the Sea Point area over the last while, first you would have seen what looked like roadwork, but in fact it was art in progress. I'm talking about when we were discussing just off here the difference between an art piece and an installation. But in Sea Point Main Road, a pedestrian crossing turned into a work of art that was unveiled, I think it was earlier this week. The pedestrian crossing located on Main Road, outside the Artem Center, it's near to Sea Point High School, and it was created by artists Fatima Muhammad Luke and Al Luke, and is the brainchild of the Cape Town based creative duo, and funded and initiated by the block property developers group. Joining me in studio is Al Luke and Jacques van Emden of Block Properties. Al, we were talking about what's the difference between an art installation or art installation and a fixed piece of art. And I would say that installations involve some sort of utility where you get the viewers to participate. And I think a pedestrian crossing that looks absolutely amazing.
Thank you
firstly,
so much.
That is just it. You involving the pedestrian, you involving the road user, the walker by to participate in this particular piece of work.
So everybody who kind of is using the pedestrian crossing, is stopping to have a look at it, is, you know, everybody interacting with that piece of work essentially takes part in that artwork, you know, in that installation. Installations are generally, you know, bigger works that require, you know, multiple people to complete. And this was a big team effort from Block, myself, Cape Town Signwriters, City of Cape Town. I'm just happy it's done.
Road spaces and particularly shared road spaces are becoming very much this position for artistic expression just down the road. Yeah, in Greenpoint we have the rainbow pedestrian crossing outside the Vatican Center as an expression of what this particular area of the city means to the LGBTQI plus community in Cape Town. It must be exciting instead of using just the conventional walls inside galleries, outside, in the road, in the streets, buildings, sidewalks, actual streets, using as a form of artistic expression.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something my wife and my partner are excited about, is, you know, creating work that is more accessible just to the everyday viewer. It's not everybody that gets to, you know, go into gallery spaces or into, you know, some of these elite spaces where our work is hanging, you know. So doing something that is on show all the time, just you know, by pedestrians or people driving or people using public transport, whatever it is, you know, that's exciting.
Jacques, the bylaw watching courteous road user, and yes, I'll get some criticism when I say road user, but as a motorist, because we're all road users, whether you use a bike, your feet, or your car, we're all road users. And I think, gosh, what do the bylaws say when we're painting streets and we're painting pedestrian crossings, because my eye is trained after so many years of practicing K53 that the stripe line on the road is a pedestrian crossing. How do you mix artistic expression but also with keeping within the rules of the Road Traffic Management Act?
I think it's a great question. We've got to make sure that we deliver on all of the safety requirements, which is around the quality of the paint, the sizing of the artwork and its location. But I think you said something interesting there when you said you've gotten used to this over time. And what happens is by getting used to it, you notice it a little bit less and you focus on a little bit less. And what a lot of the research is seeing is that as you make a space more interesting, everybody, the pedestrians, more cognizant of it, the driver, the scooter driver, which is obviously very prevalent now with all of the delivery systems we have in place, space. So our roads are getting more dynamic in their usage. And ultimately, we've got to protect the pedestrian's experience as the most important. He's the most vulnerable person in that circumstance. And what we're seeing is we're seeing in all the great cities all over Europe, all over the US, they're starting to reinvent these pedestrian crossings. And suddenly there's an identity. And it's going to make you, who's well aware of it and seen an extraordinarily large amount of pedestrian crossings in your life, you're going to be a little bit more aware of that one and that location. And it's going to ping to you, oh, well, that's actually about people crossing a road and it's about safety. And it's just going to kind of get you to think in a slightly different way around something that's probably become a bit of your background brain.
That is a fascinating point, and my face is beaming at the moment, because I'm the type of person at a pedestrian crossing, someone, when I have, as a pedestrian, don't have right of way, and the guy doesn't see me, I go New York. I bang on the bonnet and say, I'm walking here. You can see it's a pedestrian crossing. Can't you see? And that makes a very important point that it goes into the back of our heads. Oh, these are just, and sometimes it's just two white lines. There may be a sign saying yield for pedestrians on the left-hand side of the road, but it goes into the back of my mind. Yeah. But if we start just making these spaces a bit more elaborate and saying, remember, look out for this space, and we no longer equate the legal striped line crossing, but if we see a space of art, our minds will be reminded, oh, this is a pedestrian crossing.
But I also think, you know, these spaces, they create a few things, right? So number one is they create, you know, a sense of pride in your space itself. But there have also been studies done by Bloomberg itself that shows you know, a decrease in car crashes involving pedestrians and other vulnerable road users. And then also, you know, having these things installed is, like you say, it's an unlearning of, you know, user behavior. So you're so used to seeing a certain thing your whole life, you glaze over it, you know. So now we're giving you an opportunity to kind of look at it and say, like, oh, actually, I need to stop. But also, there are traffic lights, you know. It's not just, because a lot of the comments I saw were, you know, and the funniest thing was, I can't wait to do donuts on this. And I was like,
What type of paint do you need? So we know that the council or municipalities have to regularly come and repaint, you know, over
but
white lines.
It's a very technical paint, so I've made notes for you just because I'm not the most technical guy. I'm the art guy, you know. So, look, it's called an acrylene road marking paint, and basically it's got good reflective ability. It's durable. It's got a matte non-slip finish. It's got high abrasion resistance. Obviously, meaning now, you know, if somebody does want to do donuts, it's not going to come off immediately. I would advise not doing donuts. Yeah. There are cameras in that area,
and we'll get you. And you'll be fined and hopefully prosecuted for defacing beautiful art. Yeah. But let's talk about the public open space, and particularly how roads are shared.
So, look, that's something I'm hugely passionate about. I love dense places where there's a lot of people living close together. I think it's where culture can kind of thrive. It's where opportunity is created. And I think we've got to start reclaiming some of these spaces from cars. And I know I'm outside a little bit like an evangelist. I'm not denying
the
car.
We must be.
I think movement and transport's critical to get from A to B. Yeah. I just want to put the people's experience first. So when I walk across the road, and if there's a parklet, if there's greenery, if it's safe, if it's interesting, all of that for me makes my experience more unique and more special. And really, I mean, I look at so much of, there's a few things that the art installation is doing. Got to get the naming right. I think there's something great in just that's something that's beautiful. There's something that's surprising. And there's an element of just sheer delight. Like you walk through cities, life is busy. We've all got pressures and responsibilities, and you've got to get from A to B and whatever it is. But if you can make a city a bit more beautiful, a bit more experiential, a bit more environmentally like conscious, I think all of those pieces play such a big role in how you experience a place.
Just make it a delight to live in a city where we see color and beauty, but also maybe even a chance. I don't know what you think. Like, if I were to be driving through that area, maybe once I'll see what's happening here on the road and I'll drive past. But next time, I'm actually going to stop my car maybe a block or two ahead, get out, and go experience a piece of art on the roadway.
Yeah, we had that. I mean, I stopped and, you know, I was there on the final day with the guys installing the work with the sign writers, and we had so many people on scooters who were pulling off. We had people stopping further down in demarcated parking areas coming to ask, like, what are you guys actually doing? What is this? Like, you know, why is this so colorful? You know, did the city pay for this?
It's a big question. Yeah. And just a quick one, credit to the city. I think it's very easy to find reasons not to do something. Mm. They were really great in making sure that we conform to the legislation and all of the requirements. They've got, for example, a maintenance contract that we have to manage, and we've got to make sure that it works. We've also got to remove the artwork and reinstate the original piece. It is unfortunately not permanent. It's going to be there just for a period of time, which I quite like. I think it's going to have a place in time and a function, which is really beautiful. But big credit to the city for being open to trying something that needed some navigation through the different regulations, and then holding us to account on making something that's beautiful but is also going to be managed correctly.
Check it out. It's a really it's a great piece of art. It's on Sea Point Main Road. It's at the Artem Center near Sea Point High School. Get out of your car. Maybe just, if you live in the area, go take a walk to that area so you can see. Go live, go breathe, go feel, go use art in Sea Point Main Road. Al, Luke, Jacques, Van Emden, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.